A find under a parking lot in the English Midlands. Archaeologists have discovered the remains of what they say are Richard III, immortalized by history, immortalized by his own dreadful reputation, and, of course, Shakespeare.
A horse! My kingdom for a horse!
Withdraw, my lord. I'll help you to a horse.
Slave! I have set my life upon a cast, and I will stand the hazard of the die.
That's Sir Laurence Olivier keeling over in the 1955 movie Richard III. The poor king was buried in mysterious circumstances after the Battle of Bosworth back in 1485. Richard Buckley joins us now. He's the lead archaeologist on this project and co-director of the University of Leicester Archaeological Services. Richard Buckley, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
So what do you think is the just sort of general significance of finding King Richard III? Is there a huge controversy surrounding the circumstances of his death?
I think we didn't really know precisely the manner of his death and the manner of his burial. There are various historical accounts that give clues, but some of them are not that reliable because they were written quite a long time after his death. So archaeology provides objective evidence for the manner of the burial and also the manner of the cause of his death, the wounds that were incurred in the Battle of Bosworth.
And the fact that he didn't get a proper burial, at least that we know of, is an indication of just how reviled he was at the time, yes or no?
Well, that's quite an interesting question, is the manner of his burial, because we do have a historical account that talks about him being buried without any great pomp or funeral in the choir of the Grey Friars. Now, it wasn't like he was sort of thrown in the river or thrown in a ditch. He did actually still have a proper Christian burial in a church. But I think the point is that there wasn't, archaeologically we now know, there wasn't much sort of time spent on digging the grave. It wasn't a very perfect shape. It wouldn't have received a coffin. It was the wrong shape for a coffin. It wasn't quite long enough, so the individual's head was propped up at one end. And also, there was no evidence for a shroud, no evidence for clothing, and there's a possibility that the hands were tied. So it does look as though, although he had a proper Christian burial, it wasn't done with any great ceremony.
Any sense that these remains will tell us the true extent of his deformities described by Shakespeare?
Well, I think Shakespeare obviously portrays him as a hunchback. These spinal abnormalities are not quite the same as that. It's called scoliosis, and it's curvature of the spine. And it means that one shoulder is higher than the other. And it also means that he would have stood a lot shorter.
But this is a bit of the king's spine story, kind of like the king's speech story. I mean, if you're the king, you can deflect criticism only so much. Do you think in Shakespeare's time there was some inkling of where Richard III was buried? I mean, there were no car parks back then.
Yes, definitely. I mean, ultimately the friary was dissolved in 1538, which isn't that long after Richard was buried, ultimately. And although the church was demolished very, very soon after it had been dissolved, I imagine that the grave site would have been remembered for many years afterwards. And there's no real evidence from excavations that we've done that when churches have been destroyed, that graves were then dug up unceremoniously. There's actually quite a lot of reverence for human remains in the ground. And, when graves were disturbed accidentally, the bones were always very carefully collected up and reburied. So there was no reason why anybody would dig up the remains and cast them aside.
As an archaeologist, once you are through with these remains, is there space in Westminster for another Plantagenet?
Well, that isn't the plan, because before we embarked upon the exhumation of this individual, we applied for a license to exhume from the Ministry of Justice in London. And on the basis that it was, if we found remains that we could show to be Richard III, we said that we would reinter them in Leicester Cathedral. Now, Leicester Cathedral was formerly a parish church, St. Martin's Church, and the friary lies within that parish. So the burial actually would be going a very short distance from where it was exhumed from in this car park to the church, and that's following best practice. So that is the plan.
All right. Well, Richard Buckley, congratulations. And, we won't be modifying any Shakespeare's lines, but we're going to learn a lot more. Thanks so much.
Yes, indeed. Many thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Richard Buckley, lead archaeologist in the exhumation of the remains, apparently, of Richard III.